with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
This is John Batzer. The show tonight begins in the Middle East, asking the negotiations about Iran's suspect nuclear weapons program and the Trump administration. What is the aim here? Talk, talk, jaw, jaw. Yes, but where are they going? The mullahs prefer dialogue whenever they're cornered. Let's talk. When they're not cornered, they launch depredations against their neighborhood and unleash forces of rage against Israel. When they're structured and ready to fight, there's no talking. When they're dissolved into fear, talk, talk. So, more talk, talk. The Trump administration hasn't made clear what it wants for an end product. Israel is clear, no nuclear weapons program. IAEA is clear, no nuclear weapons program. What is Trump administration won. More of this tonight. And then a conversation about Ukraine with Colonel Jeff McCausland. Again, it's unclear. Putin says Crimea is ours, the war will stop. Trump says Crimea is Russia's, the war will stop. Zelensky says I can't give up Crimea. There you have it. A negotiation at hand. Which way it's going, I have no idea. It's not transparent. But Mr. Witkoff, representing Mr. Trump, is in Moscow in these hours. Conversation with Judy Dempsey about Germany reviving itself, industrializing, no. Services and high-end, yes. Especially in the state of Saxony, which I discover is a special favorite of Judy's. Not Lower Saxony, that's where Volkswagen is. Saxony, I think it's regarded as East Germany. It's quite beautiful in 1890 portraits. And the Soviets had it and wrecked the architecture when they could. My goodness, the Soviets, what a mess. Even as neighbors, what a mess. But as living in your house, oh, they're gone. But their memory is still in the architecture that wrecked parts of Germany. On to the tariff debate with Alan Tonelson and Gordon Chang. China's got an imbalanced economy. Real estate, consumerism, and manufacturing. It's way out of proportion. All manufacturing, all the time. A collapsed real estate. It was a bubble. It was a Ponzi scheme. And no consumerism to note. Is that accidental? No. Your guidance last week. The way to do this is stop trying to suppress the market because the black market cannot be suppressed. Instead, induce them to do things above board and pay for the patents. Just do it.
Correct.
As you just made the case for Samsung. They could have saved themselves $5 billion. I imagine that the pay for that patent would have been less than $5
billion. Well, one of my favorite quotes is a Pablo Escobar quote, and he said, any product that has a 10,000% margin will find its way to market. Now, he was talking about cocaine, but AI ain't much different.
Right. All right. Well, this morning, even though it's repetitive, I thought we'd feature the FT piece, since it endorses your observations, which I passed on to Gordon 2 or 3 months ago. He found them very useful, but we puzzled how long it was going to take China to acknowledge that its unemployment, especially among the migrant workers, is staggeringly high. And it will continue. They have no, to my knowledge, they have no remedy. The FTP says they're looking for work in Europe. Yeah. Fat chance, guys. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
and their order books remain blank. Now, last night, we had the FT move the story. I'm always cautious about them. that Trump is retreating by waiving parts. I do interpret this as a climb down from his earlier rhetoric, but that's Trump. That's what he does.
Yep.
However, if you're removing the tariff premium on parts to assemble, isn't that the heart of the revenue stream? I mean, he's been making the case that this will pay for a tax cut. If you leave the cars out, everything else is marginal, isn't it?
I would think so. I don't see how that doesn't change.
He's giving up on the revenue. Now, we have the Chinese this morning. Wang Yi's office, I think, but I'm not sure. Say there are no trade talks. What is it with the Chinese? Can't they ever – is it like today we're going to come up with creative false witness? Is that what they do? I mean, how do they think about this? Why not say nothing rather than lie to us about something we know you're lying about?
Well, that's the way you keep your head in China. Follow the party line to the end. One other side note to China, there's a really interesting article on Zero Hedge about the U.S. now constricting ethane. Ethane is a petrochemical gas derived from petroleum refining that's essential in making plastics. So what the Trump administration is doing, while they may signal for sweet talk one side of the coin, on the other side of the coin, they're very precisely kneecapping extremely important base feeds in. All of the stuff that you would buy at Walmart that comes from China, manufactured in China, created in China, but in many cases comes from base materials you need from Australia, from the United States, from others. You take out just a couple of key pieces in that supply chain for fundamentals like plastics, and you're sunk. The Chinese plastics industry is shutting down, as an example.
Okay. The Pearl River Basin, where you have your factory?
Yep.
Are those small electronics manufacturers all bunched together, or are they seated in between the SOEs, the big stuff?
You're seated in between the big ones. China builds these cluster use cases. So Shenzhen is a cluster of LED manufacturers, and Guangzhou is a cluster of PCB and computer board level manufacturers. These clusters form around specific sub areas where you have the same expertise within 20 plants within a stone's throw of each other.
So when one is out of work, they're all out of work then. They're that linked.
There's some delta between, you might have 10 plants that make televisions from base materials that they buy in China. Five of those plants focus on Latin America, five Europe, five North America. The North American ones are out of work. U.S. ones are out of work right away. So people might try to shift to go, can I work at the one making TVs for Brazil or Mexico or for Europe? But the excess, the capacity, China always has far more capacity to build than there is demand. It's never a capacity problem. It's always a demand problem. And their capacity grew and grew and grew and grew and grew, in many cases through state-owned enterprises. So they planned, and I'll use this example. I was in Beijing in 2019 and was walked into a room at a company called BOE. It's Chinese-owned display manufacturer. And they were showing me the 120-inch television that every American was going to buy three of. And there were a number of state officials in the room. And they looked at me and they said, well, you're not excited by this. And I said, well, yeah, because you can't get that through the door of most American houses. It's too big. And they hadn't thought of that. And they were absolutely crushed that this wasn't going to be the newest and greatest thing that would lead them to victory. It's still a centrally planned economy. They believe that Mr. Xi can tell you what the American consumer is going to want in 12 months when the companies that practice in this area have very little idea what the American consumer is going to want in 12 months. So they miss target and wildly misalign to market opportunities, and the waste in capital is immense.
10-foot screen?
120 inches, so 10 feet. Yes, sir.
They've been watching Fahrenheit 451, I guess. That's the only place I've ever seen a screen that big. But oh, well. That's a really good story. That's a really good story. Right. I have the new biography of Xi Jinping's dad, the prince's mm-hmm. father.
And interesting.
Yes, and I will ask a copy to be sent to you if you give me an address.
Absolutely, I can send one over.
Because what I've read I always read the conclusion of these books before I plow into the Once Upon a Time stuff. His father was a fanatic for something he had in his imagination was the revolution, the party and the revolution. And the latter part of his life was all guilt-tripping because of what he's justifying everything he'd done wrong, especially to his family, on the basis of obeying the revolution and the future, everything. It's a kind of denialism that approaches a mental illness because you'll tolerate any amount of criminality and cruelty and irresponsibility in your own family, let alone in your comrades. And he spent his last years almost like sackcloth and ashes apologizing to people and meeting with old comrades he'd betrayed and condemned. It's a very weird, and she had no contact or relationship with his father whatsoever other than the name. Nothing. There was no exchange between them.
And the name in China could be a burden of incredible weight. Incredible weight.
Well, it would make people frightened of him because his father was almost like a grand inquisitor.
In a weird way, the Chinese are not Catholic or Protestant or other, but the religions there do have a tremendous sense of karma and justice, as it were. So what was done by the father for the sins of the party falls to the son, but that belief in many cases, the U.S. underestimates Xi to be in his level of power, where he is in the system that he came up in. He's a warrior. He's very, very, very smart in the political use case of how to remain in power for that long amongst those adversaries within. Externally, that's where his knowledge falls down of not being able to trust any lieutenants, not being able to trust anyone around him, and that's the fear of being the eternal king.
Right. Right. Does he attract the same personality?
The vibe that he puts out is, I must be the brightest light in the room. I must be the brightest mind, the brightest discussion. And if you eclipse me in any way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No